Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of Loose Leaf, Abuse Inc. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? Cause no wonder you can loosen your mind the way it wanders.
I think you would wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan wandering. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, Trump gets killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
To another edition of WFSO Aftermath. I guess before we do the interview with her tomorrow, she decides to join us tonight.
I decided not to move off the couch tonight.
Doesn't matter, you're still here.
No, this isn't me.
Was it a holograph?
It is a hologram, even.
A hologram, whatever you call it. So, if I do this...
Ow! Pinch my boob!
You said it was a hologram, so...
Okay, then I'll give you the right to pinch my boob. I'll pinch your boob.
Really?
Have I pinched your boob today?
No.
Shush. So we knew the Viper was going to turn.
We knew that.
It was just a case of when.
Exactly. And I find it funny that some people are just like, okay, like, of course, you got a lot of big old Randy Orton fans and whatnot, but I just think it's funny because I'm going to read this statement that was pointed on to this group like 20 minutes ago that said, ever notice every time Randy Orton attacked Rollins, he's either down after a match or his back turned. It's like, so? But, and the person called it a coward, and I'm thinking like, all the other heels do it.
But no, it was, you know, good to see him get back into that mold. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes him when he's like that. Because when he's like this, he's neither a heel nor a face. You know what I mean? He just hates everybody.
Yeah, that's true. But that wasn't some of these marks I had liked about them in the first place, and now, like,
because
they need their so-called
hero
within Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Which is just, oh my God, some of y'all wrestling fans are just stupid.
The one thing that I would like to say that the WWE did really right, and you said that people were complaining about it, was giving, inducting that little boy into their Hall of Fame as the Warriors, honorary warrior
award
induction. Now, if you've got a child, and that boy touched everybody in the WWE, he really did. And if people can't see that and can't see why WWE is doing that, then shame on you. If you're complaining about it, you're just fucking heartless. That little boy fought more in his short life than some of these couch wrestlers will ever do.
You said couch wrestlers.
Yeah. Do you like that?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Couch wrestler?
Yeah.
You're doing that wrong. You can't wrestle. I can run WWE better than you. You sit on the couch and you think you're a Vince McMahon. Couch wrestler.
Oh.
Couch potato.
Oh, so it's mainly like what some of these smarks do when they get upset when they don't get their way. Okay, this is what the person has said. He said, now we should just give all the sick kids awards. Not sure what makes them any different than the rest from Make-A-Wish. It's like, that's their decision. If they want to go with that route, want to give him an award, by all means. There you go. And apparently a lot of people was behind it.
Well, and the thing is that little boy's wish before he died was to be part of WWE. So whichever way you want to look at it, that was this little boy's wish. It was his dream.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is they're honoring this little boy whose memory... Well, you saw Stephanie, who very rarely shows any emotion other than being a bitch. Let's be honest, in absolute tears and unable to speak. What does that tell you? That tells you the impact that little boy had, you know what I mean, on everyone. And they want to do something for him and for his family and his memory. So let people complain, let people bitch. At the end of the day, this is what WWE wants to do. This is what they have discussed. You don't like it? Don't freaking watch the induction ceremony. You
exactly.
Do it? So the frick what? There are enough people who appreciate appreciate what WWE is trying to do, who understand, you know, the struggle it is for families. And can you imagine? We're a family who's experienced the loss of a child, sadly. We know what it means to us when somebody comes to us and says, I want to do this in memory of your son. So you can attest to the fact that you've seen me sit here and cry when somebody has said, I'm doing this in memory of your son. I'm doing that in memory of your son.
Exactly. It's just some people just don't get it. And it's just be those same fans that complain about certain superstar getting pushed to WrestleMania and main evented. It's the same people that complain that they pushed this person to the top of the moon. And the same people, when a person they like, their hero, gets finally put on top, and when they get there too many times, they're going to turn on them.
Yep.
So same people that just complain and complain and complain every single day.
And yes, everybody has the right to their opinion and everything. They really do. And I understand that for some people it's a case of, okay, well, it's not a wrestling thing. Well, there have been plenty of people who've been in the Hall of Fame who aren't wrestlers. This, let's get back down to what it is. This was a little boy who died of brain cancer. This little boy who's no longer with his mom and dad, no longer watching wrestling, not in this realm anyway. This little boy is gone. All this little boy wanted to do, when this little boy, when it came to the Make-A-Wish thing, he could have chosen anything in the world. What did he want to do? He wanted to go to WrestleMania. That was it. And the, now WWE wants to do something for him. And you know damn well that by it, what they did tonight, where they said this foundation was set up, and since the time it's found up, $200,000 has been raised. Now, you know there are people who were at home were like, okay, I want to find this. I'm going to, I've only got $5, but I'm going to donate it. Now, you know how quick that will add up. 100 people donate $5. There's $500 right there. Actually, it's more. No. Yeah, whatever. But you know what I mean? It's, you just keep adding it up and adding it up. This is about raising awareness of cancer in kids, about a little boy.
And just people just complain and complain and complain. It's just like, what, are y'all jealous or something? Because he get a Hall of Fame mention
that's,
and you don't?
You know what, that's what it is. That's what it comes down to, is just pure jealousy.
Some of y'all just think what half of these fans is just like they hate on one person, they just jealous. It's like, seriously? Like, get a life and move on. It's just like, I don't know, it's just, you can't please some fans. It's just sad. It's just like, it's not made, I guess it's not made for everybody, but still got a lot of people still watching every week. But whatever, you're going to have your idiots, you're going to have your haters, you're going to have your smarks and all that good stuff. We're going to talk about more in a minute, so we'll be right back.
She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She said, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane. And she smiles all the way she she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms. Making sense, she's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said. Yeah, you're still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the five and I'm saving the day, she said. If life was a movie, then it wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiled.
Challenge to Bray Wyatt, but it was something that was on the screen that says WrestleMania, and we couldn't make the rest. For the people that was watching at home, they didn't really, like, show the screen just to show what it was saying on the screen. So we probably won't even know until somebody got, like, a picture of it, whoever was there, and got, like, a good shot of it. And with John Cena making Rusev tap, and Lana was giving in and just like, okay, you got your match. I guess that was one of the ways that I thought that wouldn't have happened, but it did. And also, it was a funny thing, too. for all you people that thought Curtis Axel was going to win against Rusev tonight, I told y'all it wasn't going to last very long. But you know WWE probably will keep on continuing with it because the Smarts will love it.
It said on the graphic that came up on the Titantron, uh-huh. It read, at WrestleMania, the man will come around.
Oh.
I'm reading it here, so. I
don't know how much right now. Well, at least somebody got it. Otherwise, we're just sitting here like twinkling our thumbs and trying to figure out, what did that say? No idea. I can't rate Raw because I didn't watch all of it. I was back and forth watching that and the Bucks game, which I know they lost, but I just don't know about how much. I didn't see the performance of Wiz Khalifa, but I know people was hating on that too. But some people were complaining like, what does this have to do with wrestling?
Because he's probably going to be at WrestleMania. They normally do that leading up to it. It was his hometown, and he had requested to be on there because he's a huge wrestling fan.
Right.
Shut up, Mark. God almighty.
There's some people that live around here that was complaining about that, too.
I really don't care.
I just think, like, they wasn't complaining when Kid Rock did it. They weren't complaining when all these other artists did it. But then again, they was complaining about Flo Rida recently when he did it in Miami. But I'm just saying, like, times and times before, nobody...
It's been done in the past, and I think it depends on the artist, to be perfectly honest. I have noticed how rap artists have a harder time pushing themselves on there. Do you know what I mean? Whereas I know that Kid Rock raps, but he's a bit more universal in the sense of his type of music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what some of it is.
There's a lot of people like to stick with rock, I guess. So, well, some people got to learn. It ain't always about rock and roll. I think that's just wrong with, like, just certain people. I would say that would be a dir. We got, like, oh, wow, not that much time left. Well, down here in the great city of Milwaukee, I don't care who hates, but we do have Ring of Honor going on this Friday. And any fans of who was called Evan Bourne from the WWE, a.k.a. Max Civil, I think it was during this weekend show that he got injured. So he will not be competing at any of this weekend shows, but he will be there to do the autograph session that they're going to have this Friday and Saturday. Friday's show, of course, we'll be here at the Turner Hall building across the street from the Bradley Center. Saturday's show will be in Chicago Ridge, Illinois, at the Chicago Fieldhouse. So for the people that's listening live and watching it on the screen right now, it'll pop up probably any minute, maybe like right about now or somewhat. Because what y'all seeing on there, whoever just watching this on Blog Talk Radio, y'all watching like upcoming events around the state of Wisconsin and Illinois. I know I was supposed to do this show like live on YouTube, but it just slipped my mind. It just really slipped my mind for just some odd reason. I just blankly forgot. So I do apologize about that and won't forget it tomorrow, or we won't forget it next week either. So I do apologize about that. Let's see, what else is there to talk about? WWE will be in town Saturday, too. 7:30 p.m. Showtime. I know they got like a VIP thing going on. I don't know who's going to be there. For the people that brought it, they probably already got the announcement on who's going to be there for that on VIP. But it should be fun if I'm going. And that's a big if. I haven't got my ticket yet, and we'll just go from there. Let's see. I know there's a SSW is going on in Kenosha. Go check them out this coming Sunday at the Brock Shop in Kenosha. So that'd be going on. In the
what?
You.
What?
I'm reading something. That suddenly your face popped up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can come off of that one. Oh my God. If you find Ring of Honor for this Friday on Facebook, they already got some of the matches set up for what's going to be going on. And check out their website, ROHWrestling.com, for like who's going to be there and such and such. Normally they would have who's going to be at the they do their pre-shows like meet and greet. We already know Matt Silva is going to be one of them, but we don't know who's going to be the other three just yet. So hopefully days beforehand they'll mention it. God, there's all this stuff just popping up, and okay, I got a question for you. Which person that's been the WWE champion, which title reign meant more? The Rock before he left, or Brock Lesnar's current run? What's your reason?
Because The Rock showed up when he was there.
Yep, I agree with you too. Just have to throw that in there, because a lot of people, from what I've seen from videos last week, are upset for the stupid decision that, you know, they gave the title to Brock, and it's like he's not even there that much. And if WWE don't get a clue right about now that Brock's reign as champion is useless, meaningless, and is worthless. It just makes no sense. But I know there's going to be some people that won't give excuses like, oh, okay, he's Brock Lesnar. He can get away with if y'all not going to get on somebody on one person case, then you're not. Just many of y'all just being biased. That's all. And I'm not a biased person. It's just like something, at least have something that makes sense. And I know right now they're still in negotiations with Brock about him staying, or I guess what he wanted was, I don't know if all this is true, but I know they're still in negotiations with him. I guess it's like, UFC is offering me this, can you offer me that? Or he wants to do both. Which would be something different and something to see, but if WWE, if you do re-sign him, if he loses at WrestleMania, please do not give him back the title. Have him have some matches and some feuds with other people, and just don't ever give him the title again. That's all I'm going to say. WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com, check out the website for like news, upcoming events. Look for our group on Facebook, and look for the WFSO page on Facebook as well. Also, look for Milwaukee Wrestling Mafia on MySpace. Look at our past videos from the beginning, including the smack all over the world, and from eating the hottest sauce in the world.
Just want to put it out there, apparently the city of Madison is experiencing a cybersecurity threat time targeting city and local government and other potential public safety communication cities. system. The attack has impacted the City of Madison website and email system. In addition, the attack is impacting access to mobile data computers used by police. It's also impacting other agencies across Dane County. Wow.
That's crazy. Well, the crazy world that we live in. But until then, along with Hazel, this is our trail, and tomorrow I get to interview her. So join up for clap. So join up for clapback tomorrow, and we will talk to you then. Peace out.